N0TR, W4DJW. N0TR, W4DJW. Nothing heard, W4DJW clear.
Where's that LK?
Hey Shane, good to know, at least I'm getting out.
Transmission's had a really high-pitched squeak or squeal or high-pitched tone, very piercing, because I had the window open and the radio down and I heard that before I heard anything.
That was probably my whisper beacon. Every now and then it gets its wires crossed with other audio cables. I got like 20 virtual audio cables on this computer, so every now and then I have to exit that and start it back up again so that it gets back on its own audio cables. I'll do that again, that'll reset that, and it won't happen.
Well, and I actually heard it a couple days ago on your signal briefly, but didn't get a chance to say anything, and then it went away, so that's probably what it is.
If you ever do digital, WSJT-X is the one of the modes that you use for to do FT8 and Whisper and the WSJT type digital protocols. If you ever do that, you'll notice that every now and then they get their wires crossed on where they should be transmitting versus listening, which virtual audio cable they should be listening to. And that happens because of the way Windows enumerates audio devices. When you unplug one, it reshuffles everything, and then they don't go back to check later to see if it's been reshuffled. They just keep using what they have, and they just happen to have something that's on the wrong enumerated audio cable, so you get that.
But it's gone now. But it's funny because I was like, what is that squeal or pitch? Almost like a dog whistle, only audible. It's very high-pitched. And then I realized it's coming out of this radio, and I turned up the volume and heard you.
It's only gone now because I transmit 20% of the time and I listen 80% of the time. So until I kill Whisper and start it back up again, if it comes around to its 20% transmit time, you would hear it again. If it comes back around to that before I kill it and restart it.
Well, other than that, you're getting out. So good to hear you today.
You too. Have you heard Tom in here lately?
I heard him talk to him yesterday, but I haven't heard him today.
He wants to be able to use N3 FPJ in two different locations with the same data file. I just now figured out how to do that.
Got it yesterday. And do I have any noise on my signal right here? I get a whole lot of interference in this little stretch of road.
I don't hear anything but you. But if you give me a deck key, I'll see if I can hear anything else besides you. Yeah, when you're not talking, it sounds like a machine running in the background. But when you're talking, you wipe that out completely, and it's only you.
That might have been the truck. I'm in a lower gear, but there's 153 when I get off the exit there, 85 and 153, and go by the Cracker Barrel and those little businesses. If I have my radio, the volume up where I normally hear it, I have to turn it down going through there because the interference is so bad.
Is that near a set of red lights where a whole bunch of roads come together and red lights are directing traffic?
Probably not any lights. It's just a bunch of businesses. I'm wondering if there is an electronic sign there. I'm wondering if that's what does it. But it wipes out anybody else's audio on my radio.
Well, where 81 and 29 come together, east of Greer, where those two come together, 81 is kind of a new road, and 29 has been there forever. But wherever they come together, they put in some PLCs there for the red lights that will wipe out ham radio, well, wipe out VHF. It does to me, it does it to Tom. I've heard other people talking about it doing it to them too. I think I heard Patrick saying I don't think he knew it. That's what was doing it, but that's where he was at when it was wiping him out too. There's something in those PLCs that are not FCC compliant, because if it's FCC compliant, it won't do that.
Sure what it is. There are no traffic lights, there's other things. Your whisper's back, by the way.
You're right. It was transmitting. I killed it. It should be gone now.
I actually heard a burst, almost like the old beepers when they go off. Do you remember those?
That was probably at the beginning of the transmission. That's probably when it first started. But now you can say you know what the whisper protocol call sounds like, because that's whisper.
Anybody else?
Like somebody else is in there, or else you went into a shadow.
Hudson, I'm backing up too, so let me go. Good to hear you. N4ZLK.
Talk to you later. W4DJW.